The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio. Listen at home at radionomy.com or listen on your mobile device on the TuneIn app or download the Hard Rock Arena Radio app at the iTunes App Store, BlackBerry World, or the Google Play Store.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, ladies and gentlemen out there, it's time for a little bit of rapid fire where Danny and I fire off three trivia questions at each other and try to make like we're really smart, but we're really not. Yep. All right, Danny, are you ready for question number one?
I am.
All right, name two rock bands or AOR bands that are named after Canadian cities.
Whoa.
And you know both bands.
Damn.
One is real obvious.
I don't think Rush is a Canadian city.
No, that does not count. Think of the big cities in Canada.
That's what I'm trying to think of. Vancouver, Toronto, Ottawa.
You just said one of them.
Toronto?
Toronto is one of them. What's the other one?
That's a band? Yeah. I don't even know that band.
Oh, it was fronted by two women. It was a band in the 80s. Your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do tonight. Yes, that was Toronto. All right, the other one? It's a city in Vancouver. Or not Vancouver, but a city in BC. It's a little band that had a couple of hits in the early 80s in the MTV era.
I'm going to say Coney Hatch.
Nope, that was an insane asylum in England. Chilliwack.
That's
a city, and that's what they're named after.
Gone, 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 gone so long.
Yep, that's the one.
I love that song. I really do.
There's like three Chilliwack songs I like, but that's about it.
All right, that was a good question. I didn't know there was a city called Chilliwack.
Yeah, damn right was a good question because I made it up.
All right, question number one for you. Which Extreme album charted higher, Porno Graffiti or Three Sides to Every Story?
I'm going to say this is a trick question because we know Porno Graffiti sold more. But I'm going to say Three Sides charted higher.
Actually, it was a trick question. They both tied at number 10.
No! Oh, you suck. So do I win? I get a half point or no, nothing?
I guess you get a half point. But because you said Porno Graffiti did sell more, it went three times platinum.
Yeah, okay.
Three Sides did not.
Yeah, so. Three Sides only went gold, I think, right?
Yep.
I love that album.
Oh, that's great. I love all their albums. They're ridiculously awesome.
Yeah, I think they're going to make a new album here pretty soon, so can't wait to hear that.
Oh, man. Nino is unbelievable.
Okay, get ready for this one. Question number two. In 2006, who was the rock singer who staged a mock crucifixion on the Y of the Hollywood sign? And it's from a band you like a lot. And you saw them at M3.
Oh, man. I was going to say is the dude from not that Christian band, but the band that had Mark Tremonti playing guitar.
You're saying Mark Tremonti? Oh, nope, that's not it.
Stapp or Sipe or something, whatever his name was.
No.
Let's see. Crucifixion on the Hollywood Y.
Yep, they made a big deal about it in the local news here in Los Angeles. And you know this band very well, and you know this singer very well. In fact, this singer is in another band now that's pretty popular. Well, they were popular in the 80s.
Well, it's not Blackie Lawless.
It is not. It rhymes with Whizzy Girl.
I'm going to say Jizzy Pearl.
Correct. Nice.
From Love Hate?
Yes. Can you believe he did that? And if you go on YouTube, there's video of it.
What did he do that for?
Get notoriety for his band, but he just got arrested.
For Love Hate?
Yep. Didn't work.
No.
And these guys, I remember their first album, they opened for AC/DC and it still did nothing for them, so.
They're great. I love them.
Their first two albums are great.
Oh, yeah. Blackout in the Red Room.
Yep. Wasting
them. Probably one of my top 10 albums.
Yeah. And they were pretty damn good live when we saw them. But it was only Jizzy and a couple of guys. But still pretty damn good.
Yep. All right. Question number two for you. What was the name of the only album issued by Super Transatlantic?
That would be Shuttlecock.
That is correct.
Nice. Good band, too.
Oh, yeah.
I just wish there was a bidding war for those guys, and then whoever won the bidding war didn't put any money behind them, and it just died a quick death.
That's a shame. They were great.
Yeah, former members of Saigon Kick and Extreme.
Yep. Yeah, great band. Great album. Yeah. If you find that out anywhere, get it.
You could probably find it in one of those dollar bins somewhere, but yeah, pick it up if you see it. All right, question number three, and it's going to be a list of former band members.
Oh,
and
boy.
And here's the guys. Les Binks, Al Atkins, and Dave Holland were all in a band. They're not members.
That's Judas Priest.
You are correct, sir.
Yes. Les Binks.
Yeah.
Bad name. I was like a banker.
Bad name. And then Dave Holland is in prison for... messing. Well, I'm not even going to say he was doing something inappropriate with minors.
Yeah. Illegal.
Yeah, he's still in prison.
Oops. Yeah, guys like that ought to just stay in prison.
Yeah, I think they're happy there.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry to bring you down with that one.
All right, next question for you. Who released their debut album first? I'll give you four bands.
All right.
Queen, Rainbow, Kiss, or Sweet?
It's got to be Sweet.
That is correct. Can you tell me the year?
Oh, I'm going to guess 1971. That was when they were a bubblegum band.
Yep. Yeah. The Queen was 73, Kiss 74, and Rainbow 75.
Nice. Good question. I'm old enough. Yep. I'm old enough to remember that.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah, so now we have to pick something to play.
Let's play the title track from the Shuttlecock album.
Good one on the Hard Rock and Trivia Show.
Our lives are sheer dysfunction. We contemplate disruption now.
Fair use is a limitation and exception to the exclusive right granted by copyright law to the author of a creative work. In United States copyright law, fair use is a doctrine that permits limited use of copyrighted material without acquiring permission from the rights holders. Some examples of fair use include commentary, criticism, parody, and teaching. The Hard Rocking Trivia Show promotes the music played on the show and urges its listeners to purchase said music from the artist's official website, iTunes, or Amazon.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen out there, it's time to do a little bit of Cover This, where I play a cover song by a rock band or a hard rock band or even a metal band. And Danny's going to listen to it and tell me who's doing the cover and who did the original. Danny, are you ready?
I am. Okay. Go ahead and play it.
Here it goes.
What am I supposed to do now? I can't see you. I don't need you. Goodbye, Black Betty Wade.
right, Danny, we just played that for cover this. Danny, can you tell me who is doing that song?
I cannot. The vocalist sounds really familiar. It kind of sounds like Mark Torian, but I can't tell who that is.
All right. No. So that's it.
Yeah. And I don't know who the song is by or even that song. I don't know that I've ever heard that song before. It sounds like a Bond theme, but.
Okay. Can you guess the name of the song based on the chorus you heard?
No.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you a couple hints. The original was UK number one in February 1969 by a band that at the time featured Bev Bevan from ELO and a guy named Roy Wood. Does that give you any clue?
Oh, man.
What? And later, Jeff Lynne joined that band.
I used to know what band Bev Bevan was in before ELO. I do not know.
All right, the original band was called The Move.
Damn it, that's right.
They did a song called Brontosaurus that Cheap Trick is covered, and California Man.
Yep, that was a great song.
All right, the name of the song was Blackberry Way, and the band covering it is from Switzerland, whose lead singer died a few years ago.
Oh, Gothard.
God, yeah, that's correct. Yeah,
Steve. Is that Steve Harris?
That's Steve. Now, Steve Harrison. Steve Iron Lee. Yeah, Steve Lee. That is Steve Lee. Their cover was in 1999. It did really well for them back then.
That's a good song.
Yeah, most people in America have never heard that. But, yeah, if you get a chance, dig into that band's catalog. They're excellent.
Oh, man, they're awesome. Yeah.
So.
All right.
Go do it now. Go go buy some Goddard.
We'll be here when you get back.
All right, bye.
Hard Rock and Trivia Show t-shirts can now be purchased online for men, women, and children in all sizes and colors. Please visit tpublic.com and search the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. That's spelled TEEPublic.com.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
All right, once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls out there, it's time for Who the Hell Is This? Where I play 10-second segments of a particular song, and Danny has to guess the artist and the name of the song. All right. Okay, Danny, I got a song for you. Go ahead and play clip number one.
Let's hope this isn't too obscure, but we'll see. Wow. I don't think I've ever even heard that.
Really? Gotta give me a guess.
I'm going to guess Cheap Trick again.
That would be incorrect, but not a bad guess. All right. Okay. I'm going to give you a little hint for clip number two. This song came out in 1977.
I'm going to get, is it Grand Funk?
Grand Funk would be incorrect. All right, your next clue is this is a five-piece band from New York City. Play clip number three. I can tell you it's not the New York Dolls.
And it's not Twisted Sister.
No.
I don't know. Give me another hint.
All right, your last hint is the lead singer of this band. His brother is Rex Smith, who is a teenage heartthrob singer slash actor. He was in a real crappy movie called The Pirates of Penzance with Linda Ronstadt. So go ahead and play clip number four. All right, Danny, you've heard the four clips and some of the hints. The last hint is the name of this band is also the name of a cable movie network.
Oh, Stars.
You were correct, sir. A Name of the song?
I don't know. I could barely understand what the guy was singing.
All right, I'll give it to you. The name of the song is Violation.
Violation.
And it was also the name of the album.
Okay. That's a cool band. Real cool band.
Yeah, I might have to send you some stars, too.
Yeah, really? I don't think I have any of that.
Yeah, I'll play you a song called Cool One, and you're going to laugh when you hear the lyrics.
Okay.
All right, so let's go ahead and play Stars Violation.
On the Hard Rock and Trivia Show. Commit to pace the rest.